Tuesday, Wednesday night, or Lates Elul. I don't know, I'm missing my Sfarim. Kitz Shulchan Aruch. Kitz Shulchan Aruch. I don't know where it is, just to get it down. Thank you. We're learning about Dinei Chodesh Elul and Kuf Chav Ches. And we're learning Yud, Sif Yud, we're up to. Other lots of lots of me based on the lechel to base on Knesset Lema Slichas. Levad Be'er Rosh Hashanah Shemarvim Beslichas. Not sure. I mean, I guess the heter is, you know, maybe it's that much harder to find people to come to your house. Notice his leaving the house is really a... Avelos means you're not going anywhere, and you know, you have nowhere to go, and you just sit. I guess if they're Marvim Beslichas, so that's not considered that, oh, I'm going to do something. Right? It's not really a steer to the Shiva. You want to say slichas, it's all in the same vein.
Would we be allowed to go to Dublin?
Yeah.
But not to
what?
Allowed to go to Dublin, but not to slichas.
Oh, no, 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 no.
That's never been in yourself.
That's a separate shiloh. That's like a heter. He's talking about the basic isser. He's not talking about you don't have a minion in your house. What should a novel do if he doesn't have a minion in his house? The Chronim grapple with that. It's not simple. He's not talking about that. That's an unusual circumstance which the Achronim discuss. He's talking about the basic halacha. A novel is allowed to go out of his house Erev Rosh Hashanah for slichas. And I'm explaining why. Even though he's obviously talking about he could have a minion in his house, he's not getting into that shiloh.
I was asking
him
in the first half.
I also say Kosh came to Davin. That we know he can't go out of his house to Davin. He has to Davin in his house. Again, Jack, that's... if you're a lawyer, talk to a lawyer. The hard cases make bad law. That's an unusual case, an unusual circumstance. Put that on the side. A novel's not allowed to leave his house for any reason. Of course, if he has to, he has to. You know, people leave their houses and they go back to America. They go on the plane. They travel back to sit shiva. You know, it's not like a hard and fast isser, like you're not allowed to eat treif. You know, you're not supposed to go places. You're supposed to sit home and sit shiva. There are many people that are very makbid and would sit the whole shiva in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, even though they don't know anybody, and even though they would keep to this isser very much. They wouldn't go traveling back to America. Some wait 3 days, because after 3 days it's a little more cow. Many, many people, as we all know, go right back. They came for the kfur and they go right back. The cheshbon being that, you know, they went to the cemetery and then they went back home. They weren't traveling, right? Except the cemetery used to be 20 minutes from the house, and here the cemetery's a little further. It becomes more problematic if you have to wait 16 hours for your flight, hanging around the airport. That's not really something an Ovel should be doing. Hanging around, you know, people going, people coming, bustling. You know, that's the opposite of what an Ovel's supposed to be. An Ovel's supposed to be in his house sitting shiva, not in the middle of a bustling, busy airport. Okay, but he's even allowed to, if it's also to leave his house to go to Slichas. Even though it's slichas, milvad be'er Rosh Hashanah shemarvim b'slichos, so that's okay. That's like depressing enough that he can go. Yud Aleph, shliach tzibur sheyispalel b'yomim anoyroim. Actually, this thing was a chiddush to me. I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. Shliach tzibur sheyispalel b'yomim anoyroim v'chena treikeya. Tzvichim lifrosh esatzmon shloshi yom lufnei Rosh Hashanah be called dover hamevili day tumah. It's talking about tumas keri. Talking about being with your wife. It is brought down in the Matei Ephraim. Matei Ephraim brings it down, and then Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. I don't think. I remember being in the Mishnah Berurah. That's the 3 days beforehand. The Yilmudu. Hello. Wait 1 second, please, Mamash. This is an emergency. Yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah. If you would remove it, it looks like the bleed. Don't chas v'shalom touch it. Okay, bye. The gam, yeah, and the yomuduk v'yacholtam perushi atfilos apiyutam vilchus tkios. So they should.
Why 3 days?
He shouldn't be involved in this. It's not because of tumah. We're not talking about the tumas carry takonas Ezra. We're talking about the 3 days. He should be involved in more spiritual pursuits. And they should learn hilchos tkios. Now they put that burden more on the Baal Makri than on the Baal Tekeya. The gam yilmedu sifrei musar hamorim eslev ha'odam the yiru mipachad Hashem mihadar gono ukumo lishpudas ha'oretz. You know, halavai, halavai. What? Well, some svarim say that nowadays every person has to do this because we daven on our own. So every person is like the shliach tzibur. Im lo nimtzum tokeh shu bal Torah yirah kaponim sheyamakri bal Torah. Oh, v'yeboki b'chus tkiyah shofar. Shinteore is a toast, but tkiyah is yedum alasos. There's many, many halachas. Most of the halachas are more kal than people that don't know the halachas think. It's relatively rare that you have to go back to the beginning of the Sidra. But okay, whatever the halach is, the halach is. The point is you have to know the halach. V'gam sh'yei d'livdik as ha-shofer mu'kosher. You could have a crack in it, which could pasul the shofer theoretically. Sif yud beis. I've been nagim l'sanos v'seris v'mei tshuva till the night time. You pick. Can't do that this year. This year you have to go straight. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The Amiralem for this mitzvah, Yechaylon Lecho, the Yosanu Yomacher Tmuro. So if you have this minig, O Miodim Shatilem for this mitzvah, Yosanu Mikodim Yimecha Tmuro. So I don't think that, I shouldn't say that. You know. This is the main difference. I mean, this is the main difference between a yeshiva and a shul. You know. Yeshiva, they take these things seriously, the Baal Tekeh, the Baal Koreh, they prepare themselves beforehand, it's taken with a big COVID rosh, and then the shuls, you know, it's a different world. You know, they're wrong in yeshivas, there's nothing like it. You could say, you know, you could ask, what does it have lasting value? Who knows? Maybe it does. But, you know, you're reading these things. In yeshivas, they do these things. People take Yom HaLeirom. I don't know about Israeli yeshivas, but American yeshivas, Yom HaLeirom was taken very seriously. And the Baal Tekeh and the Baal Koreh were very, very prepared, took their responsibilities very seriously. I try to do that here also, that at least the Baal Tfila, the Baal Tfila should realize that they're representing the Tzibur, and it's a heavy thing. But like Jack said, you know, he's right, I saw in some Sforum, in the Nitei Gavriel I saw, that everybody really should do it nowadays, because the Shlech Tzibur is not really being motzi anyone anymore. So everybody should be doing these things.